ज्ञानशलाकय चक्षुर्निमित्तं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः तदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदार्थिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतवरकपरं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सारेतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणवदिता श्रीशाखान्विता हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते भक्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च हरिणाम् आदिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीरघुवीरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So welcome everyone for the Holy Name Day. Words of the Holy Name.
स्यात् कृष्ण नाम चरितादि सिताप विद्या
स्यात् कृष्ण नाम चरितादि सिताप विद्या
पितोपतप्त रसनस्य नरोचिकानु
पितोपतप्त रसनस्य नरोचिकानु
पादरादनु दिनं खलु सैव जुष्टा स्वाद्विक्रमाद् भवति तद्गद मूलहन्त्री
ट्रांसलेशन द होली नेम करेक्टर पास्ट टाइम्स एंड एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्णा आर ऑल ट्रांसेंडेंटली स्वीट लाइक शुगर कैंडी Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya or ignorance cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So there are four points in this verse. If you look at the slide here, holy name, etc. That is holy name, character, pastimes, activities are sweet like sugar candy. The second point which comes out is tongue is diseased. Example of jaundice is given. And then third is gradually awakens the natural relish. The relish word is missing. Gradually awaken the natural relish, and the disease is gradually destroyed. So four points are focused here, and Shri Prabhupada talks about that in the purport. So there are many slides for this. Most of the thing I will take from the chart, and I hope all of you have the chart with you. So. Just few things we will have on the, I think, for three or four slides at this meeting. So first, Prabhupada talks about the nature of holy name, his quality and pastimes. Purport: the holy name of Lord Krishna, his quality, pastime and so forth are all of the nature of absolute truth, beauty and bliss. Naturally they are very sweet, like sugar candy, which appeals to everyone. What appeals to everyone? Sugar candy, not the holy name. Sugar candy. Nisance, however, is compared to the disease called jaundice. The first thing is nature of Lord's holy name, his qualities and pastimes. So the absolute truth. Now these three points are very important. As we talk about, as the other day was saying, that we appreciate a person if we have knowledge of his potencies. So the more we hear about holy name, the more we appreciate the holy name. The more we get knowledge. So the first knowledge of holy name is absolute truth. So as other day I was discussing, to speak truth is so difficult. Now there is another thing, absolute truth. We never heard this. But the Bhagavatam first verse describes the absolute truth. First, second and third verse actually very clearly throws some light on what absolute truth is and how to relish the absolute truth. Did we discuss those three verses? No, we never. Will we discuss that? First verse: Janmadiyasya yato anvayat itaratas. It's a long verse. I'll just take some points out of it to understand what absolute truth is. Janmadiyasya yato, he is the source of all. Anvayat itaratas cha artheshva abhigya. Next four words say, he is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. So although he is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, everything is created by him. Just like in Rupa gives an example, an engineer is conscious of every nook and corner of his construction. Similarly, he is conscious of the whole creation. For us to conscious or to work for this creation, we need a body, right? We need a body. Unless, and that's why the whole concept of ghost is there. What is this ghost? There is no body. So he is desperate for a body. We have cases here of ghost haunting in temple. Chapati, we had some cases in temple, you know, the devotee is suddenly haunted by a ghost. In the middle of night, this devotee starts shouting, you know, somebody is holding me, you know. Many cases like that. So we ask, you know, why is so many ghosts came? So somebody says, they also want to get purified. So night time they embrace a devotee, you know, searching for purification. So ghosts are looking for a body, right? So Lord does not depend on a material body for creation. So the first verse is defining absolute truth. He is the source of all, directly and indirectly conscious. And to perform this creation, next word is Swarat. Swarat means he is independent. He does not need a material body to function. Rather, he is the one who gives knowledge to Brahmaji. Tene Brahma Hritaya Adi Kavaya. Who is the original creator? Then Acharya explained, but we never saw any Brahmaji sitting and getting knowledge from him. The only knowledge we have in the beginning of creation, Brahma was there. Tere Brahma Hrida, in the heart he gave him knowledge. Adi Kavaya. But Muhyanti Yat Suraya, the next point comes, Muhyanti Yat Suraya. Even the great demigods get bewildered about his existence. Even the great demigods get bewildered. The power of material energy is so powerful, so strong. And then he says, Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimayam. Tejo Vari Mridam. Now here, this is something of importance. Tejo Vari Mridam. Just like in fire, you see water, like in desert you go. Or far some hot place, you know, you see the mirage there. Or in water, you see the reflection of earth. Right? Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimayam. So it's a transformation. You see what is not there. You see what is not there, Yatra Trisargo Amrisha. What is actually? It is just the game of three modes. Three modes are creating an illusion and make you take interest in something which is absolutely not real. Tejo Vari Mridam Yathavinimayo Yatra Trisargo Amrisha. And what happens? Dhamna Swena Sada. It says Dhamna Swena Sada. Now this is interesting. Now you may say, Bhagavatam is telling this is not real, but the only thing which appears to us is this material world. So many things to realize in this material world. So many things which capture our attention. Isn't it? When we sit for chanting holy name, it becomes so difficult to chant the holy name. So Tejo Vari Mridam, these three transformations or three modes, goodness, passion and illness, always pulling our consciousness in different directions and trying to stop our service to Krishna. So then it says, Dhamna Svena Sada. Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kuvakam. But when Krishna comes in your life, Dhamna, you know, Dhamna refers to the brilliance. When that brilliance, when you experience Krishna's effulgence, when you Krishna's enlightenment you experience, Svena Sada in your heart, Nirastha Kuhakam, and the ignorance is destroyed. Satyam Param Dhimahi. To that absolute truth, I offer my obeisances. Whom we can appreciate only when He reveals in the heart. And when He reveals in the heart, then we understand what spiritual world is and we understand how unreal the material world is. So He has to reveal by His effulgence and power. That is the absolute truth whom I offer obeisances. So this, it defines the absolute truth. He is the source, He is this, He is that. We cannot see Him. We get deluded by this material world, by all the transformations. But when Krishna reveals Dhamna Svena Sada, by His brilliance and effulgence, Nirastha Kuhakam, the ignorance is destroyed. And then it goes on further in the next verse, defining that religion. And it says, what is the actual religion? Or the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? It goes in text 2. Where it says, Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu. It helps you to differentiate reality from illusion. So therefore, absolute truth. So this is the nature of Lord's holy name, qualities and past tense, absolute truth. But one can understand only when revelation takes place. Otherwise, one takes things of this world too seriously. And that is the biggest mistake. Too seriously. Nothing in the material world to be taken seriously. Isn't it? Nothing in the material. It's a big joke. You know? It's a big joke. Like I was talking to Vishnu Chandra the other day, that it's so good to have a manager who is a musician also. Generally, managers and musicians are not a good. I mean, you never see like musicians becoming managers, managers becoming musicians. It's like those who are managers who are hardcore managers. Why? I don't say why, I don't want to label anyone anything, but the point is, the managers really, you know, they enter into the management, everything they take so seriously. And then sometimes it becomes so much on the head, it becomes a nervous breakdown. Oh my God. Either they break down or they break down everyone else. But somebody who has a rasa, who has a flavor in life, a light side of his life, he doesn't get on anyone's case, you know, he keeps things on the light side also, he has a light story also. Right? So, this point that, how do we get to this point? Something I was going to share. Nothing is real, yeah. Taking real. Taking this material world as real. And people, all the problems start from that. Taking this material world as so real. Anything happens, so we take responsibility, but in the heart of heart we know this material world is a big joke. And it is going to offer many jokes in life. We don't take jokes seriously, we just laugh. Isn't it? We just laugh. Dear Krishna, one more manifestation of your Mahamaya. No problem, we'll deal with it because you're offering with so much love. Like that. It's a big joke, you know, material world. So, that absolute truth. So Bhagavatam fixes us in that absolute truth. So Vedyam Vastaram Astu. And it is not just distinguishes reality from illusion. It is not something very philosophical, giving you a heavy philosophical dose. Goes to third verse. It is full of rasa. Nikama kalpa taror kalitam phalam sukhamukhat amrita dravya samyutam sukhamukhat. It is so tasty and it has become even more tasty when it is offered from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. Why it has become more tasty? When a parrot touches the fruit, it becomes more tasty. Is that the only reason? Why Shukadeva Goswami makes holy name, qualities and past tense so tasty? Purity, but what? How something becomes tasty? If you have to give lecture in some audience, what makes it tasty?
Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Realize.
You bring the knowledge to the level of the audience, isn't it? If you are speaking to a new audience and you speak, you know, Janma, Adiyas, Siddha, Anvaya, you get people that, oh my God, what is going on, you know. So, you have to bring it to their knowledge. Like yesterday, we had a new seminar. So, most of our new seminars, we start, we think, like completely, you know, materialistic youth, audience. And here we see 70% are like devotee children, you know, sitting there. Thinking what to tell them, now we have to adjust the whole shape of the lecture. Suddenly on spot, you know, we don't find any other crowd, we find only the devotee children. No problem, change the subject. So adjusting to the audience. Sukadeva Goswami has made it very relishable. So that all varieties of audience can understand. Shukha Mukhad Amrita Dravya Samyutam Pipatam Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam. Even beyond liberation, those are, they also relish this. From the neophyte to one beyond, relish this rasa. And with the Bhagavatam rasa malayam, what is that? Yes? How about the last line? Anyway, so this point, the Bhagavatam offers that rasa. So absolute truth is there, but then we have the beauty also. Krishna offers greatness and sweetness. Two factors in Bhagavatam are offered, greatness and sweetness. First few chapters, first few cantos, greatness is offered. And then sweetness comes in. Right in the first three verses it is declared, there is greatness and there is sweetness to it. Now, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita in 10.3, I think, in purport, he says, everybody says God is great. No one knows how great is God. So first one hears about the greatness and then the beauty aspect comes in the picture. And what it leads to? When greatness and sweetness, what comes out? Bliss. Bliss comes out. Pipatam Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam. What the last line? I don't recall. Anyway. Muhur Aho Rasika Bhumi Bhavuka. Muhur Aho Rasika. O intelligent, thoughtful men, please relish. Enjoy the bliss. Muhur Aho Rasika Bhumi Bhavuka. Those who are intelligent and thoughtful men, they relish this. They are intelligent, they can see material world is not a reality. Thoughtful, they know where to get the nectar. So they enter and dive deep, just like swan is trying to dip into the stem of the lotus. Nirmat Saranam Satam. The non-envious souls are trying to dig into this Bhagavatam. Paramhamsas. So therefore, this offers bliss. Lord Chaitanya is asked by his by this Mayavadis, you know. So Prabhupada quotes in Bhagavad Gita in I think 10.10 and 10.11. Beautiful lines he writes. He said, even like okay, Lord Chaitanya is told by this Mayavadi sannyasis, why you are dancing like a madman? Study Vedanta. He said, my spiritual master gave me this mantra and what happened to me? I became a madman. And then Prabhupada writes a beautiful line there in 10.10 and 10.11. He says, if you are connected to a bona fide organization, I'm paraphrasing, something like that, a second or third paragraph writes, you have also got the shelter of a spiritual master. But still you are not intelligent enough how to take shelter of those instructions. Right? Sometimes you wonder, you know, so many years in Krishna consciousness shastras, how to really get the rasa out of shastras? Not everybody is able to get it. Or how to intelligently apply the instructions of spiritual masters so that I can do something for the mission. This is the verse, Dami Buddhi Yogam. Prabhupada writes there. Even if you are attached to a spiritual master and you are attached to an organization, but you are not intelligent enough how to apply the instruction, if you are sincere, Tesham Evanu Kampartham, in the heart, I will give that lamp of knowledge, like a lamp, I will give that knowledge which will dispel all the ignorance. So, Sat, Chit and Anand. Chit factor, knowledge factor. It's revealed. As we said, Dhamna Svena Sada. The knowledge is revealed in the heart. So that is the nature of Lord's holy name, past times. Absolute truth, the moment one comes in touch, When here is the greatness, beauty is revealed, then muhur aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Intelligent, thoughtful men relish. So that is the first line for verses. Nescience, however, is compared by jaundice, which is caused by bilious secretions. Attacked by jaundice, the tongue of a diseased person cannot palatably relish sugar candy. Rather, a person with jaundice considers something sweet to taste very bitter. Avidya similarly perverts the ability to relish the transcendentally palatable name, quality, form, past tense of Krishna. Okay, now, coming, if you look at the chart, you know, just... So, you look at the chart. So we have, the first thing is symptoms of the disease. We have no taste for the name, form. I can't say we, but still, assuming, I just say using the word we. Right? I can put everyone in the same category. But no taste for name, form, yes. The conditioned soul is struggling. Bitter, sugar candy, jaundice. This analogy is there. Just like sugar candy to a jaundice person appears bitter. Anybody here who had jaundice experience? Sugar candy, everybody is a blessed soul. So, jaundice, that is interesting, you know, all analogies do not apply at all the places. Somebody with no experience of jaundice, sugar candy tastes bitter. But as he explains, sugar cane juice is the solution, sugar is the solution for jaundice. It's the worst thing, you know, diabetic person gets jaundice. You're supposed to have sugar, but diabetes says you cannot have sugar. I remember my father had one time. It's really very worst thing to have. And then you have blood pressure also. So you can have salt, you can have sugar, and you need to have sugar. It's all like awkward combination of diseases. Miserable. So here, symptom. Then cause of disease. What is the cause of disease? Individual. Ignorance. That is, I think mentioned in this line which you just read, avidya perverts the ability to relish the transcendentally powerful, transcendentally palatable names, quality, form. What is this avidya? There are two or three main things I want to discuss in this verse. Others are all very clear. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions this in his explanations. I think it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur mostly, maybe Vishwanatha Thakur, I think it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur mostly. This, you know this verse, Nashta Prayesho Bhadresho. Actually, just before that verse, if you go in 12th, 13th verse, 2nd chapter, 1st canto, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, around 12th, 13th verse, 13th, 14th, 12th and 13th verse, it very emphatically clarifies that Bhakti is the only goal of the living entity. Bhakti is the only goal. You know that word, Atha Pumbir Dvija Shrestha Varna Shama Vibhagasha Sanustasya Masya Samsidhir Hari Toshanam. So the goal of Varnashram is satisfaction of Hari. So Bhakti is the goal, ultimate goal of all Varnashram, Varna and Ashram is how to please Supreme Personality. But then it says, so therefore, Tasmat ekena manasa. If you know this is the goal, okay, why should I get involved in anything else? Why should I take my position of my varna or ashram where I am not? Why should I take it so seriously? What should be my only interest? Bhakti. What is bhakti? Shravanam, kirtanam, shotavya, kirtitavya, smartavya, remember the Lord, hear about the Lord, chant about the Lord. Okay, I shut down all my business and sit. But and then he says, oh, but somebody may ask the question, what can I do? My conditioning is so strong, when I sit down to chant the holy name, when I sit down to hear katha, my mind is always distracting and all my anarthas are coming up. The next verse is Chindanti. It says, do not worry, gradually this remembrance of Krishna will cut away Hridaya Granthis, the knot of all your conditionings. Will be Chindanti, will be untied. Or severe. But then somebody may say, you are saying somehow remember and this will Chindanti cut away. 15th verse says, but I should have strength to bigger remembering. I don't have strength to do that also. Isn't it? To continue also. Sometimes some devotees become so difficult at times to even pick up their mala and start chanting. Things become so difficult in life. Should I pick up my mala and start chanting? He says, conditioning is so strong, you are telling me to start, but conditioning is so strong that I have been completely pulled down. I have no strength to even get up. You're telling a person in a half, partially unconscious, at least try to get up. Sometimes devotee is falling asleep, you know, in the japa. Today, if you saw the notice, we had a notice. If you fall sleepy, wake up at your side, but remain in the circle. And then we had a notice that if you fall more sleepy, then walk, you know. And then I was telling, walk them around the circle. But stay in part of circle. Do not go roam around outside on the road, you know. But the point is, sometimes the person is sleeping so tired, then tell him, at least get up. I can't get up. At least get up. Sir, get up? I am going to lie down. He lies down there, you know. So, Ramacharis, you know, when they came from college life, they had no experience of getting up 4 o'clock every day. So, the rule was, every day you have to get up. Sometimes so frustrated, new boys, you know, suddenly they join and coming into this strict, regulated schedule, working like some of them came, they asked, you have such tight schedule for everyone. Asking. So the point is, these people at around 5-6 o'clock, they are so tired, and the temple commander says you cannot go out. So this fellow sitting there only takes the support of the wall and just sleeps there only. I mean, he is a very sincere person, but he has gone so much below the strength that he cannot even struggle. He says, if you don't allow me to go out, I have no shame. I have given up all shame, you know. Let the moralists call me whatever they say, let the godbrothers call me fool, no problem. So he's telling, I have not so much strength to even start remembering Krishna. Conditioning is so strong. Then it goes to further, next verse. Sushrusha, okay, serve those who have the strength. Render service to them. And when this verse comes further, coming to our important verse, it comes to Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. When you will serve a book, Bhagavat, and person Bhagavat, what will happen? Nashta Prayeshu. You know what Prayeshu means? Prayeshu means almost. What do you mean almost? Something will be remaining still? Almost all the anarthas will be destroyed. What do you mean almost? So what else is remaining now? After such a big struggle, we are entering service. So then there, abhadreshu or anartha, unwanted things in the heart, are analyzed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in two different ways. But we will discuss today Bhaktivinoda Thakur analysis. Why not? Because otherwise it becomes too long a class. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, these four anarthas are actually affecting us. First he says, asat trishna. Asat trishna. Trishna is hankering. Asat, asat means for temporary. Somebody who is so much enamored by the temporary objects of this world, that is the first anartha which is affecting a conditioned soul, that he cannot relish transcendental sugar candy. Then it says, Hridaya Dorbalyam. In Gita also this word comes, Hridaya Dorbalyam, or weakness of the heart. Hridaya Dorbalyam. Where he says, because of one's attachment, you know, or weakness. So weakness of the heart, where one is unable to make decisions in life. Unable to make decisions in life. You are on a certain track of sadhana and suddenly somebody calls you, some distraction comes, you immediately fall down to that distraction. Immediately. Difficult to make decision. This is right, that is right. So the heart is very weak. And then he says, aparadh. Committing aparadh, of course, so many aparadh, seva aparadh, naam aparadh, jeeva aparadh. What else? There are four aparadh, no? Seva aparadh, naam aparadh, jeeva aparadh, and Vaishnava aparadh. Yeah, Vaishnava aparadh, Vaishnava aparadh. So these offenses to the holy name, to the service to the deity, and to the Vaishnavas, and to the living entities. And then we have Swarupa Brahma. Swarupa Brahma. It refers to bewilderment about one's identity. Swarupa Brahma. Brahma. B-H-R-A-M-A. So, these four anarthas. When one is too much enamored by temporary objects, or heart is very weak, by attachment to, you know, relatives, family members, emotional attachments, emotionally very weak, cannot actually practice sadhana nicely. And aparadh he commits and swarup brahma. So he is ignorant about one's identity. So this is about ignorance. So nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. So anarthas are destroyed by serving. These four anarthas are destroyed when one renders service. And then what happens? Then the next word comes. Why this word prayeshu was there almost? Yes, mode of passion and ignorance are destroyed. But then the next verse comes. Tada rajastamo bhavai kama lobhadayaschai. At that time, rajas and tamas, passion and ignorance are destroyed. He comes to goodness. Sitam sattve prasidati. And gradually he crosses that also and comes to the stage of bhava and prema. So like that, this ignorance has to be destroyed. Somehow one has to pick up and start remembering, use the sword of remembrance, and if one cannot even do that, render service to those who are able to remember Krishna. So individual cause of disease. Going further, anybody would like to add anything? Sorry. Okay, so we will skip that paragraph for now and go to second paragraph, page 67. When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. Normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. This healthy condition is lost when living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by external features of Krishna's Maya energy. So in the sheets, if you see, the second cause is forgetfulness. Jivera sarupa vai Krishna ira nityadas. Or Krishna bhuliya jiva bhagavan sakare. Forgetting Krishna, one is trying to enjoy this material world. Jivera sarupa vai, one's constitutional position is Krishna's eternal servant. So this example is given just like in the movies you see, you know. In some movies, if you have seen those exposure, you know. Sometimes the hero or the heroine suddenly loses the memory. So the hero comes and sings the old songs, you know. They used to sing together. And suddenly, you know, she's having headache and she's going, what is going on? She's going all around. What is the memory coming in my... You remember that? So, and she's breaking her head against the wall. Something is coming. So it became more miserable. And suddenly she falls down. And as she opens the eyes, here, you know, she sees. Oh, where are you? So many years, you know, we didn't see each other, and the whole new song starts now. And start dancing. Same thing, you know. The moment Jiva is enjoying so nicely on the material world outside, comes to Krishna consciousness, start hearing about Krishna, starts getting headache, migraine, while chanting Hare Krishna, all problems start, and misery starts. You are pulled outside, you are pulled inside, you are like a Tatastha Shakti hanging inside, where should I go? So what should I do? Should I be in temple? Should I be outside? And then one day death comes. And one becomes unconscious and opens eyes and finds himself in front of Krishna. Like Narad Muni says, just like lightning and illumination took place. Yeah? When he leaves the body, he says, when he is birthed as a Shudra and he leaves that, and the next birth, say lightning. And something uses the word. It's like suddenly death took place, but at the same time illumination took place. I got a spiritual body. That's like, you know, that movie story being repeated. So hearing. So it talks about here. One is forgotten. So one hears, and then one day revives. This world of Maya is called Durashraya, which means false or bad shelter. Okay, the next thing is distracted by Maya in the charts. And after that is false or bad shelter. One does not understand this material world is a hopeless place to live. Yesterday we discussed in our whole youth seminar, that was the basis of our discussion. And I was giving them all the examples from childhood, from just an infant to childhood, when, you know, young person, youth, full age, and after that I didn't tell them much because they are not experienced it. I could not speak much about that. But these three past them, they have enough experience. So I was telling, any relationship, what you are looking for? A child, when he is just born, first thing he looks for, mother's milk. And as soon as mother holds on the child feels this is the real intimacy. That's the only intimacy he's looking for. Little grows up, goes out to play. He's looking for intimacy in the friends. Mother is calling back, come back, come back. Now it's time, you know, steady, steady. All the mothers are heavy about steady. So, steady, steady, steady. And here, this child wants to play. He doesn't want to come. He's searching for intimacy among his friends, but he's getting frustrated also among his friends. Somebody's cheating him. His friend only exploits him. They put him in a different team. Different things happen. So he's trying to squeeze out a rasa, but he's not getting a rasa. But he's thinking, maybe I'll get a rasa here. So boys with boys, girls with girls. Or sometimes mix, I don't know, whatever. But they don't realize, you know, anything is young, everybody's same, you know. Gradually they grow. Boys looking for girl, girls looking for boy. Again looking for an intimacy where somebody is just made for him or her. Specially made. And that's, I was talking about Google, you know, Facebook. The whole search on Facebook or these contacts is, let me find a friend who is just made for me. Specially made, tailor made. The exact permutation and combination of three modes which suits my desires. But it doesn't take long time to realize there is no, no sorry, it takes a long time to realize there is no one like that. And the whole search in the life goes on for one partner somewhere. Somewhere, maybe of the same sex in terms of friendship or maybe of the opposite sex, but some partner who can fulfill that intimacy of the heart. It is not just based on sense gratification, but the intimacy or the love of the heart. And searching, 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 he gets frustrated. There is no one. It says, false or bad shelter. He takes shelter in the wrong place. And then he says, hope against hope. He loses one friend, he says, maybe another friend, another friend, another person, another person, another person. Nowhere anybody can offer him that heart-to-heart connection. And it takes long time. He says, cannot understand his mistakes. Like I always tell this, you know, Prahlad Maharaj speaks this. Previously also I think shared. Prahlad Maharaj says, two natures of this material world. Material world is two thought effects, whichever species you go. There is separation from the beloved, you love. There is always separation, either forcefully, voluntarily, involuntarily. And you always meet what you do not want. Right? You always have to face what you do not want. So it's a bad shelter, cannot understand mistake. One cannot understand, this is the problem, and this is the cause of disease, that one cannot chant holy name, is still searching for shelter in this hopeless material world. So therefore, this nice, you know, bhajan yesterday I was sharing. Abrahma astam parne, satyam satyam punas satyam. There is only one truth, hare nameva kevalam. So at the fag end of life, one understands there is only one truth. Then one becomes really serious about holy name. Because he has had enough experience now. This is nice, you know. Nishvase nahi vishvase kada rutho bhavishyati kirtaniya mato balyad. Lord Hari, there is no certainty when last breath will come. Ya aho dukkham maha dukkham. It's such a big dukkha, misery. Aho dukkham maha dukkham. Dukkha dukkha taram yata. Kachartham vismritam ratna. Ratna is taken to be a jewel is taken to be a broken piece of glass. What a miserable condition it is. Tri kritya jagat sarvam. Since the time I have understood that what a wealth I have, tri kritya, the whole world has become insignificant like a blade of grass. Rajate sakalopari. And this holy name always dwells in my consciousness as supreme king. Supreme King, it has taken position in my consciousness. Chit Anandam Mayam Shuddham, full of beauty, bliss, knowledge, Shuddham Harir Name Kevalam. That is the only truth, Harir Name Kevalam. So, this is the cause of disease, you cannot understand. The collective causes are there, atheistic leadership. Misled or blind leaders, this comes in, I think, the next or in the same paragraph. Next paragraph, 68th page, if you see the whole first and second paragraph talks about this. I'll go by the charts. First is misled by blind leaders. Like I always tell this story of one of our, I think I told this, I don't know, one of our hostel wardens, you know. He was telling. He said, I don't mind, drink with me, smoke with me. You bring prostitutes, no problem. But do not bring Hare Krishnas into the hostel. I don't mind. Blind leaders, foolish, you know. They don't know what harm. And really, this is not one rector warder. There are many rectors, warders, or the students' hostel, they are saying like that. We don't mind, we sit on the same table, drink, smoke, do anything. But please do not bring Hare Krishna to the hostel. Collective leadership, you know. Misled by blind leaders. 7.15 is quoted in the charts. Navam Dushkritam 7.15. Four kinds of people do not surrender to me. Right? This verse is also quoted on page 68 from Bhagavad Gita. I'll read the translation from 68th page. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, knowledge is stolen by illusion, and partake of atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Now in this also, you know, this point is important because so much subjected to mundane education. What is mundane education? The whole mundane education is manipulate material energy. Learn to manipulate. You are the king of your world. Learn to manipulate. And that is so deeply ingrained that we can do something about this material world. Dependence on holy name goes far down the road. Dependence on Krishna. This says, what is it? Knowledge stolen by illusion. That is another problem. Vidyara vilase kata inukala parama sahase ami. How foolish. I tried to enjoy this modern education for a long, long time. What have I become? What have I become? An ass. Carrying the burden of Vidya. And as long as I am carrying, I am not purified of that Vidya of 25 years in the college and to school. Oh my God, this nonsense time I have spent. It's becoming so difficult to call out the holy name. So difficult to call out. Because I was always thinking, I am the doer, I can do something for this material world. And then it says, oppose devotees' endeavors, atheistic leadership, and personally they never surrender to Krishna. So that is another cause of disease. So then it says, cure. What is the cure? What is the cure? So coming back to page 67, you mentioned on page 67, in the first paragraph, second half. If one with great care and attention, great care and attention, takes to Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name and hearing, great care and attention, hears every syllable, you know. You have this Prabhupada's recording, you know. What is it? Sit straight, you know, or something like that. He speaks in the japa time. Suddenly, you know, sit properly. Right? So, care and attention. A lot of care and attention has to be given to this process. And what are the benefits? Sorry, further on this, reading the same. So, if one with great care and attention chanting the holy name and hearing the Krishna's past chant, the ignorance will be destroyed, tongue unable to taste the sweetness. Unable to taste the sweetness. Sometimes people are really struggling hard. I tell them, you have already crossed 5 years. Just look back. Look back how far you have come. Just looking back give you faith that you will go back to God. Just look back how far you have come by taking to this process by so much struggle. So when somebody becomes, what you say, this hopeful or how you say, like hopeless in his life, he doesn't have hope, how will I continue? I said, do not look anywhere, just look back in your life. How much far you have gone. This means Krishna is pushing you. Even if you do or do not want, he's not just pushing you, he's kicking you. Go ahead. I'm there, he's kicking you, pulling you also. Through material energy, he's kicking you. And through loving hand, he's pulling you. Just look back in the past, how much heart has changed. This steel framed heart. So, a lot to see in future. It's a lot of fun, a lot of enjoyment. So, then coming to this part we cover, and then come to page 68, 69. I'm just going quickly, right? We don't discuss too much because time is also less, and we can every point we can speak so many examples and stories. We're just touching the main points because time is very less. So chanting effects, you know, what are the effects? Cheto in the charts, if you see, Cheto Darpana, under chanting it is written, mirror and fire. So Prabhupada gives that analogy. The Cheto consciousness, like a mirror, is cleansed, or fire. Fire is covered by
smoke.
So that is just the consciousness in which you can see, you know, first effect. Cleansing phase, you can perceive your real identity. Start chanting, you can perceive the effects. Where you do this chanting, where you make this cure, is gone. Very protective. Stay in this con, keep chanting, all cleansing will take place. It starts from Shraddha. Now if you see the Shastrikam prayers, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhavam Adavam, first verse, talks about Shraddha. The second verse, Naam Naam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis, it talks about the stage of Anartha Nivritti. Anartha Nivritti. Now, when one starts with Shraddha, see, most of us start holy chanting holy name with Shraddha, okay, this process will give some benefit. So, with little faith, will take to process. And then we understand, Naam Naam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. So I have no taste, or unfortunately I have no taste for the holy name. So when you are going anartha nivritti, what is happening? Sometimes Krishna will not, you will not experience the bliss immediately. You have to struggle a lot. Why? Because one has to come out of the doer's mentality. I can do. One, till that time, one kneels down on the ground. One is forced to bow down, fall down on the ground in front of Krishna. Till that time, one is made to, you know, as they say, rub your head and really beg and plead. You come in that mood, Krishna, I want you in my life. Till that time, Krishna doesn't look at you. He keeps, okay, let him struggle. So he's struggling hard. Dur Daivam, and he's realizing this verse. Naam Naam Akari Krishna, you have so many holy names. I have no taste. Or the Niyamita Smarane Nakala, there is no Niyam for this. We have made it so simple. Still I do not want to chant it. Still I want to keep it as the last option of my life. Still I fall sleepy. Still my mind is distracted. So miserable I am. When this call really increases, when you desperately want only holy name and nothing else in your life, nothing else, no scholarship, no mystic powers, no siddhis, no skills, no speculation, you want only holy name, you want to chant the holy name. And when that anartha nivritti takes place, again and again you struggle, you fall down to sense gratification, you again get up, you again fall down to sense gratification. Why you are falling down again and again? Because Krishna is increasing the cry in your heart. That's why in bhakti, success is not always success. Failure is also success. Because when we, I'm sure everyone have experience, sometimes you fail, what happens when you fail? Cry becomes stronger. You want to cry out for Krishna. So failure is also success, because at least he cried for Krishna. So then that Shraddha turns into Nishtha, which comes in the third verse. Trinad Api Suni Jena. When all his ego is completely crushed, when he was trying to control Krishna like everyone else. You know, parents control children, children control their friends, husband, wife control each other, all relationships there is control. Friends control each other. When we come to Krishna, you want to control Krishna also. Krishna consciousness should go our way. And Krishna, not this time, Krishna says. It's my way this time. Paul is in my court. You accept it, do not accept, turn out. And he doesn't leave it also, the ball. He holds it tightly. And you cannot make him leave. Till all the anarthas are purified and one comes to Trinada Visunishan. What is Trinada Visunishan? He becomes humbler than the great Ambaras. All his ego is finished. All his controlling propensity is finished. He just works as a humble instrument. And then Taror Ivasalishnima. He becomes taller and ready to stand anything as long as he has holy name, he has his Bhagavad, he has his own partner Krishna with him. Any other partner comes to him, leaves him, he doesn't care. He is blissful. Sometimes that becomes frustrating to materialists. I am getting so angry on you and you are not even affected at all. They get sometimes really frustrated. Devotee is in Atmananda, is in his blissful state. So Trinadapi Tarorapi Saishuna Amanina Mangadina. Then he can chant Sadahari. The unsteady bhakti becomes a steady bhakti. Sadahari means Anishtita Bhakti, which was lacking Nishtha, now develops Nishtha, it becomes Nishtita Bhakti. So therefore in this chart, you know, this whole thing is there. In ISKCON, you just come chant holy name with little faith. Sadhu Sam. What happens? Anartha Nivritti starts. Initially, follow four regulative principles. Then gradually more and more anarthas have to be destroyed. Ego has to be destroyed. Mind has to be purified. Intelligence has to be purified. So, and when Nirvritti is over, then one becomes humbler than a blade of grass. Then one is ready to tolerate anything, whatever may come. Because it doesn't take material world so seriously. And then, Amanina, no respect for me. All respect for everyone. It doesn't go by the logic of good and bad, right and wrong. It goes by the culture of respect. Very difficult in modern age to develop this culture of respect. And then Sadahari. So this happens in ISKCON. This is the game which is played in ISKCON. You pull a person, put him under Shraddha and then turn him nicely, rub him nicely. Krishna will thoroughly do churning for him till the fresh butter of Krishna Bhakti comes out. As Prabhu puts down Chandra in the morning with great enthusiasm he said. What is the last time you speak? It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve, and he became in raised boy only, you know, in order to quickly achieve Krishna desired success, Krishna prema. So Krishna pulls you inside with Shraddha, little faith, and then nicely chants you. Nicely, if one is sincere, nice chanting goes on. And then Nishtha comes on. So this is the cure available in ISKCON. And then beyond cure, and look at the chart, Bhava stage, preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. So that is further, you know, from Nishtha you go to Ruchi and Asakti. That is na dhanam, na janam. Ruchi, you get interested in Krishna. No dhanam, no janam, no sundarim, kavitam. Mamma janmani janmaneshwari. I will say in material world, give me bhakti again and again. Who will say that? Would you like to be a manager in ISKCON, birth after birth after birth after birth, managing all the conditioned souls? Janmani Janmaneshwari. Prahlad Maharaj is praying. I don't want to be like those sadhus, you know, who go to Himalayas and perform their spiritual process, whatever they do, for their own welfare. I want to be here helping these conditioned souls till all of them go out. I think the Vasudevdat or somebody is saying that even if one mustard seed, all these universes are like mustard seed, one goes out, so what? Let's push them all out. So that's like mama. Asakti develops, Ruchi, and then Asakti. Almost I think the series will go like this. Then Ainanda Tanuja King Karam Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavamadhav Tava Pada Pankaja. Keep me at your lotus feet. Prati Janme Kori Asa Charani Raduli Naratama Kurodaya Apanaraguli. Call me as yours, that's all. Prati Janme, that's all I want. Another song, you know, Gauranga Tumi More Dayana Chadyo Apana Koriya Ranga Charani Rakhiyo. One line it says, you know, find out that. Gauranga Tumi More. Anyway, so this point, you know, Asakti develops. Ainanda Tanuja. So therefore this, and then further Bhava and Prem comes. This is the stage of Bhava, preliminary awakening. Three symptoms. What are three symptoms? No bodily concepts. One understands Krishna as Krishna, Maya and Advaya. One knows where is the effect of Maya, where is the transcendental potency of Krishna. There is no confusion. In material world, we are always confused. Isn't it? So many times confusion comes. If I do this service, how much I will get entangled? Will I get entangled? Sometimes you think we will not get entangled, but we get entangled. Very difficult to understand what is Maya and what is Krishna. Very difficult to understand. Sometimes Krishna appears as Maya and Maya appears as Krishna. Isn't it? So, this clarity of thought comes. What I should do. Very clear. And undisturbed by Maya. Sun and shadow. This example is given. What is the sun and shadow example? Anybody knows? Sun and shadow example is given in the chart. It's given on page 71. Last paragraph. Of course, Krishna Surya Samadhi, famous verse. But it says, if one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. If one remains in light, he cannot be disturbed by darkness of shadow. So by holy name, when enlightenment takes place, then shadow does not disturb. Very good. Such a wonderful process. So, this chanting the holy name, in fact, so that Nitya Siddha, that prema is there in everyone's heart. One has to awaken. Like that beautiful verse comes in a 10th canto of Bhagavatam. I forgot the verse, but it talks about Devaki. When Devaki is going to give birth to Krishna. So if you remember, it says how Devaki was effulgent, glowing, brilliant. It is described, Krishna was there in the heart, but you could not hide Krishna. It was like a pot in which fire is there. Isn't it something like that? If you remember, the pot in which fire is there, you cannot hide fire. Fire will take its effect out. Similarly, when Krishna is there in the heart of Devaki, Devaki is so effulgent that all the demigods are coming to take darshan, they know Krishna is residing in the heart. Krishna is residing in the womb now. He is going to take birth. You cannot hide. Prabhupada says similarly. In India, you know, he is talking about India for Indian devotees. He says this is hidden, this knowledge. You cannot hide this. This has to come out and go everywhere. And we see now it has gone out and gone everywhere. Similarly, when Krishna, the all-attractive Krishna is there in the heart, when one develops that bhava stage, that asakti, that nishtha, ruchi, asakti, when the Krishna starts dhamana svena sada, when he starts exhibiting his effulgence through you, you have to attract conditioned souls. Attraction will take place. Everybody will be attracted. One will act as a perfect instrument of Krishna. But one has to go through text 2 of Shikshashtaka, anartha nivritti. And as soon as it comes to nishtha, ruchi, asakti, one exhibits the attractive potency of Krishna. Like Devaki was so effulgent. That's why a person who has developed a strong sambandha gyan through holy name, through Bhagavat, who has understood his relationship with Krishna, he can be the best instrument of Krishna. He can be the best preacher. He can be the best caretaker, loving person. He can be the best guru. He can be the best manager. He can be best everything. Because Krishna's instrument is. So everybody wants to become the best. But without having connection with the best, we cannot exhibit the best. So that is about holy name. Any thoughts? Then we'll go to the next verse. Small verse quickly we go through. Any thoughts anybody would like to share? So one can differentiate ignorance from light when enlightenment takes place. Sometimes devotees are unsure, you know, in life what will happen, how the future will be. So many thoughts come about that. But this connection with holy name, everything becomes clear. We do not need anything, you know. We do not even any other power to reveal us. To help us, anything of material world which is separate from Krishna. Like Prabhupada writes, Daivi Hayesha Gunami, even Brahma and Shiva cannot help you to get out of material world. Somebody asked me a question. But Shiva is a pure devotee and it is said pure devotees can help you. I said, Prabhupada is not talking in terms of Shiva being a pure devotee, he is talking in terms of powers of demigods. Just having demigods' power. Like sometimes devotees become so dependent on astrological powers, so dependent. Of course, some cases in ISKCON we do take, but that is not the only dependence. Sometimes so dependent they get fully involved into the rituals and what they offer and how it is to be offered and how to get the solutions for all the astrological problems we have. And still they remain confused only because association with holy name is so weak. So like that. So this is a whole nectar is written there. That's why bhajan kriya, anarthavritti, nishtha, ruchi. Four stages in nectar of instruction hidden in this verse. And now we go to Asakti, text 8. So as we go further and further, for me lesser to speak because it takes some realization to speak. So text 8, you can quickly go through, and then 9, 10, 11, those who have realizations can study and give class to others, those who don't have realizations. Bhav, Prem and others. So, text 8.
तन्नाम रूप चरितादि सुकीर्तनानु
तन्नाम रूप चरितादि सुकीर्तनानु
स्मृत्योक्रमेण रसनाम नसी नियोज
स्मृत्योक्रमेण रसनाम नसी नियोज
तिष्ठन् व्रजे तदनुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नये दखिलमिति उपदेश सारम
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the devotees, Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
So the four points are there of translation. Utilize one's full time, nicely chanting and remembering. And gradually engage, remember. This is one of the exam questions also. What is the essence of all advice? So memorize it nicely. Those who want to give the exam. Utilize one's full time, gradually engage remembering one's tongue and mind, reside in Vraja, serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees, follow in the footsteps of God beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. His capital is HIS. So then this point is, you will look at the chart again. Why to train the mind and how to train the mind. So how to train the mind? How do all of you train your minds? Please share some realizations. How to train the mind? Okay, I'll start first. This purport 73, page number. Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna conscious movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business. The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life but also of many, many lives of the past. These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures.
In this way, mind's function can become dangerous for a conditioned soul. Students of psychology are aware of the mind's various psychological changes. So it says, why to train the mind in the chart? The first thing is, mind is a friend, if trained properly. Otherwise, can be an enemy. So Gita explains 6.5 and 6.6. Uddharet Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadayet. Or the other one, Bandhur Atmatmanastasya. Bandhur, the same mind can be a friend, same mind can be an enemy if not controlled. Impressions, because carrying the impressions from many many births, samskaras, may have good, some may have bad. And then also in the same paragraph Prabhupada says, mind function can become dangerous. So the third point in the charts is dangerous. Right? If you have the charts, you see dangerous, mind is dangerous. Function and death, depending on what you remember, you create next body. So what is the advice given? Train mind to think of Krishna. Think of Krishna. Not birth. What is that? Not birth. Oh, not birth means you don't have to take birth again. Not birth, don't take birth again. Okay. So think of Krishna and have death, then there is no birth again. Yam yam vapi smaran bhava. In the rainy season, in Vrindavan, this beautiful chapter is the rainy season and autumn season. Right? In Krishna book is there, in Bhagavatam it is there. Beautiful analogies are there. Uddhayan Maharaj explains, everything translates. One of the verses is, Gidayo varsha dhara bir hanya mana na viyathu abhibhuya mana vyasanay. It says, Gidayo varsha dhara bir. This is just like a mountain. A mountain, when Varsha, when, what is Varsha? The rains. When the rains fall on mountains, what happens? When the rains fall on mountains, thunderbolt is there and heavy lightning is there and heavy rain, for it's a storm. At the end of storm, do you found mountain crushed into powder? Mountain is standing there only, staring still. But what happens? Something happened. What happened after this rains? Was there a change? What is the special thing in Malaysia you thought I found after I coming here? A place which always rains. Green. Huh? Rivers. Green. Green rivers. What else?
Clean.
Clean. All the buildings are clean, you know. On the ceiling you don't find a thick layer of dust over 10 months deposited which will get cleared in rainy season. In Bombay, everywhere you find, suddenly rainy season it gets cleansed. Gidayo varsha dhara bir. As soon as thunderbolts coming, it will not become powder, it will stay as it is. Rather, on top of that, it will become very clean. So he says, abhibhuyo mana vyasanayir. Similarly, anna mana na viyathu. An advanced devotee, advanced yogi who is fixed in Krishna. When all the disturbances trouble the mind and trying to affect the mind, what happens? He remains as it is, only thinking these troubles help him to become more cleaner. His personality becomes more cleaner. And on the other side he says, Sarit bhi sangata sindhu chakshu bhi swasa normiman. Sarit bhi sangata sindhu. When you go to river, may not be the rivers of Malaysia, maybe here also, some place you have waterfall or something, right? When rivers enter an ocean, with the great, so many rivers are entering the ocean. At the junction when you see, like a fall is, waterfall is there, it's falling on the ground. The heavy fall, a junction that you see, there is great agitation, great disturbance. The same analogy is used to exhibit the calmness of the ocean in Bhagavad Gita. But same analogy is here used to demonstrate the agitated mind of an immature yogi. How he is agitated and disturbed. So, immature yogi is always disturbed in mind. Just like the junction of river and ocean. But a mature person is like a mountain. When the rains fall, it just get cleansed. This is the difference between the mind of an immature and a mature yogi. You can refer to rainy season chapter in Bhagavatam. So therefore, training of mind is very essential. Another point which I already repeated and I will repeat again. It is the nature of conditioned soul. Any impulse comes. You see something, you experience something, you hear something, somebody told you something about someone or some place. You saw something about someone, some place acting in a certain way. You smelled something, you tasted something, or you touched something. Mind starts, there is a mechanism of mind starts. How one will process that stimulus, isn't it? Like sitting here, we are all perceiving people next to us. We are watching how somebody next to us is sitting, how somebody next to you is hearing, isn't it? You are watching me, how I am speaking. I am watching all of you, how everyone is hearing. Right? So we are all watching each other. We are all hearing the lecture. But the mind is processing the stimulus in a certain way. And an immature person will always process all the impulses in a way that it leads to three things. What were those things? You compare, complain and criticize. Conditioned mind, untrained mind. We always see like that. You immediately compare, you know. Immediately complain about a subject, but the mind will complain or criticize. Why he is like this? Why he speaks like this? Why he doesn't hear like this? Why he sits like this? Why this person did like this? When you hear a certain statement, you always remember the person next to you. This applies to him. It may not be here, but it happens, you know. Maybe such a certain person, you know, it applies to him. Something like that. I'm just giving vague examples. Huh? No offense to anyone, please forgive. But so it is natural to process and compare, complain and criticize for a conditioned mind. But training is required. Any stimulus comes, first thing should come is, like one senior devotee was giving Bhagavatam class sometime, and he was quoting verses and he was quoting so poetically, he was speaking the whole thing in great flow and it was doing so wonderful. And the other devotee, you know, little junior devotee, he came to him and he said, when will I become like you? When will I speak like you? And you know, and another devotee who is, I would say, midway between two parties, he was standing. He said, you fool, after hearing the whole class, you still didn't understand. You should not ask how I will become like you. You should ask, Prabhu, you are preaching so nicely, how I can assist you in your preaching. And I was so touched. I said, wow, this is called understanding. Amazing. This one understanding, you know, compare. You are great. That's also nice in one way. We get inspiration from different people. But then tendency is compare, criticize and complain. But one tendency is, as soon as you perceive something, what two things? Healthy mind. We discussed two things of a healthy mind. Service attitude and gratefulness. Service attitude and gratefulness. Thank you very much. What I can contribute to the mission. So that is a healthy mind. Now this healthy mind will take us to the consciousness of Vraja. Let's go about that. How to train the mind. Right? So that is beginning in the city life. Gradually it says, reside in Vraja. Serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. Become more intimately connected. Let us read something from the purport also. That would be nice. So, anybody would like to share anything? Any questions, any comments? So there, 74th page, in the middle, Srila Rupa Goswami further advises, Tishthan Vraje, you found it? 74th page, in the big paragraph middle, Tishthan Vraje Tad Anuraga Jananugami. Or before that, he says, how one has to train, tongue has to be trained to speak only of Krishna, to taste only Krishna Prasad. Tishthan Vraje, one should live in Vrindavan or any part of Vrajabhumi. Vrajabhumi or land of Vrindavan is supposed to be 84 kroshas in area. You know this training of only Krishna Prasad. I remember one time I was serving one of the senior leaders of ISKCON.
and he came and I was serving him prasadam. And actually, you know, sometimes different devotees have different conceptions. Some devotees feel when you offer to Guru, you should make an offering to the deities first and then offer to Guru. And some devotees feel when you offer to Guru, he offers to Krishna. You know, different people have different conceptions about this. And then, but that time I was not carrying any conception. My point was it has to be really fast. He's sitting there to eat and I have to really take it and offer it to him. So I was in the kitchen, you know, and I was really delayed because I was cooking late. So I was cooking some sabji and some rotis and I was really fast. And I just made the bread in my mind. I said, Krishna, please accept it. I'm going to offer him now. And I took it and kept it in front of him. He put chapati in his mouth. He said, are you sure you offered it? I said, oh my God, how does he know? And actually telling him, I said, I offered it. I thought I offered it in my mind, you know, at least. So people are sensitive to taste, you know, it is not offered. They get sensitive. Some people are really so high sensitivity that telling of Paramatma consciousness, it is not offered to Sadhana. So they say, you know, this pray to taste only Krishna Prasad, high level of sensitivity. So purity gives sensitivity. You don't become so sensitive, you know. Like they say, you know, you attend Mangal Arati for certain years, like 10 or 12 years, everything you speak becomes truthful, right? Is it same like that? So, what is the source of that? Prabhupada said that? Yeah. So sensitive, you know, whatever you speak becomes truthful. So, and I have seen some devotees, sometimes they say that you will do like this, and I'm wondering, it will never happen. But if it comes from somebody's mouth, it will happen. It will happen, for sure. If he has said, Krishna will have to go down and do it for him. So here, Sri Vipa Goswami Tishtan Vraja. One should live in Vrindavan, any part of Vrajbhumi. Vrajbhumi is supposed to be 84 kroshas in areas, 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there. In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes. This is further elucidated by Sri Rupa Goswami. A devotee should always reside in the transcendent realm of Vraja and always engage in Krishna Smaranam Janam Chasya Prishtam. Remembrance of Sri Krishna with his beloved devotees. By following in the footsteps and entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again I said, success is not success, failure is not success. And how that comes? When you fail again and again in your practices of bhakti, you develop an intense craving. When will I become pure? So that is mentioned here. Intense desire. That may become by failures or by guidance of a certain devotee. But what is the success? Intense desire to achieve service unto Radha and Krishna. So that intense desire or madness which comes, either by frustration in material life and gradually by positive attachment. So again, coming back to our charts, how to train? Reside in Vraja under the shelter of advanced devotees. So this is like we are entering which bhakti now? Sadhana bhakti. Now we have Raganuga sadhana bhakti. So Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, text 8, Asakti is Raganuga sadhana bhakti. And then we have 9, 10 and 11, Bhava and Prem bhakti. So what is Raganuga? You perform sadhana. You perform practices in a regulated way. It is out of natural. Like a simple example. Example is always given. So the Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, you have to push someone to wake up in the morning. Wake up, alarm clock, this and that. In Raganuga, with great pleasure he comes in front of the deities. His natural attraction becomes. Not just a regulation. But, point is made, under the shelter of an advanced devotee. Raganuga doesn't mean that okay, now one has become independent. Go to Vrindavan and dance on the roads. Carry your kartan and vrindavan and start dancing in front of Krishna Balaram temple. I am a Raganuga bhakta. So, the shelter always remains. In the beginning, later on. What is Raganuga? You follow in the footsteps. Maybe Vatsalya Ras, Sakhya Ras. We will discuss all this in Nectar of Devotion classes. But under the shelter of an advanced devotee who carries that mood. And get trained. Think of Krishna and pastimes. Process, remembrance of Krishna and eternal associates. So you remember, you hear about them, you chant about that. And then there are different stages of remembrance which are given on next page. But before that, how to serve? In the charts, with great feeling, under direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna, perform the practices of sadhana and achieve sadhya, God realization. Like that. Not speaking much on these points, please excuse me for that. Anybody would like to share any realizations of those experiencing asakti or agamukha sadhana, but please share some realizations. Or even not, but at least some, nothing but you, what you heard or what you read, you can share. So then, the next one is different stages of remembrance. So page 76, we will read this, page 76, paragraph, the big paragraph. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing. Constantly hearing holy name and transcendental form, qualities, pastimes, one comes to Varana Dasha, a stage of acceptance. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to hearing of Krishna Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains Smarana Avastha, stage of remembering. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smaran. So you can see in the chart, first we have Shravana Dasha, then Varana Dasha, then Smarana Avastha. Under Smarana Avastha there are five stages. And then after that we have Sampatti Dasha. So the reading continues. At first remembrance of Krishna may be at intervals, but later it becomes uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called Anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing Anusmriti, one enters the stage of Samadhi. And after Smarana Dasha or Samadhi has fully developed, soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. That is Sampatti Dasha. Chaitanya-charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires, simply engage in regulated devotional service according to the directions of scriptures. In this way, a neophyte can gradually develop attachment. So Prabhupada is promising us that a neophyte can stay in ISKCON and develop attachment. In fact, Sri Prabhupada went to that extent, or it is a true thing, that our ISKCON temples are not different from Vrindavan, not different from Mayapur Dham. Nitai Sundar Gaur Hariyal there and Radha Shyam Sundar is there. Can you imagine Vrindavan is there, Mayapur is there, Puri is also there. All three dhams are there. Jai Jai Jagannath Sachiranandan Tribhuvane Kore Jai Charanavandan Nila Chale Shankh Chakra Goda Padma Dhar Madhya Godrunanan Nagare Danda Kamandalukar Jai 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 Krishna Sai Hey Gora Jai Krishna Sai Jagannath. So Gora is there, Krishna is there, Jagannath is there. Jagannath Mandir ki?
Jai.
So Vrindavan, everything is there. The whole Vrindavan mood, everything is there. Mood is also there. Just finally to conclude a small section, you know, here I will just share with you. Mood of Vrindavan. Small section from Vrindavan Leela, which I already discussed yesterday in Bhagavatam, but I'll just pick up some verses from that. Because this spontaneously came to my mind, just a small section. There all the Brajavasis are in Gokul, and Nanda Maharaj and Upananda are all thinking Krishna is in danger, Krishna is in Mahavan, let's take him to Vrindavan. And they're all planning. And see how the Vrindavan mood, how everybody comes together and plans for the protection of Krishna. Gopavritta mahutpatan anubhuya brihadvane nandadaya samagamya vrachakale mamantra. Gopavritta, who came together? Elderly people. So in ISKCON temple, all the elderly people are always having meetings and ishtagoshtis. Isn't it? I compare ISKCON and Vrindavan now. So all the elderly people came together. Like here also, I believe many senior people came together. We are together to do some course here. Ishtagoshti. Okay, how we'll move forward. So Gopavritta mahutpatan. Why, when they came forward, so much disturbance. So why we come forward? Oh, preaching is not going on, preaching is going less, we should expand, festival is going to come, problem, there may be some problem, immediately call a meeting. Mahut Patan.
But what is what disturbance? Disturbance to Krishna's life. Why all the leaders assemble in Mayapur as GVC meeting, Vrindavan GVC meeting, in Bombay meeting? Why? So that Krishna's mission keep moving forward. Krishna consciousness is not endangered. You don't say that ISKCON is washed away by the power of time. ISKCON keeps the ever increasing fresh enthusiasm. Let Krishna keep growing. Putana came, Shaktasur came, Trinavarta came, two trees fell down. Let Krishna growing. We don't want to face these dangers. They are always meeting together. So go for Vrinda. Anubhuya Brihadvane. Anubhuya. They have experienced a lot. ISKCON also has experienced a lot of difficulties. Now readers are careful. Okay. Let ISKCON grow nicely. He says, Nandadaya Samagamya Nandadaya. The coward men headed by Nanda Maharaj. So ISKCON also, we have system, we have meetings, one person becomes the head, chairman of the meeting, then we have a whole group. Nandadaya Samagamya. But the point is, although it is Nanda's son, Nanda Maharaj's son, every person takes interest in Krishna. Because they are attracted to Krishna more than their own children. Let us Balaram this question. Krishna, how come they are attracted more than previously, last time? More than last time? when Krishna expanded as cowherd boys. How come last time they were not so attracted? This time, what attraction? What is that? So, Samagamya, they all came together. So Balaramji is telling, how come they have more attraction? Because it is the nature of every jiva to be attracted to Krishna more than anyone else. So Acharya is explaining, Samagamya. Every person took equal interest, not the Nanda Maharaj family, not the GVC or temple president or the temple council. Every person takes interest. Okay, now let us sit together and how to expand the mission. Isn't it? ISKCON do like that. This is what they are doing. Samagamya. Vrajakaryama mantrayan. Vrajakaryam. What is Vrajakaryam? Began to consider what is the agenda. So we also have agendas, you know. Okay, now we have marathon agenda, Damodar agenda, then we have different agendas, youth preaching agenda. Vrajakaryam amantrayan. So everybody came. And who are the advanced people? Now just two verses I'll share more. Who are the advanced people? He says, Upananda should be the head. Why? Vayo. By age he is experienced. Then Jnana. By knowledge very experienced. He has great knowledge also. So somebody has age and knowledge. Does that make him qualified to lead an institution? What is the third thing required here? You close yourself in a room. That's why Bhakti Shastri. Somebody does Bhakti Shastri. Bhakti Rama, will you take someone anywhere? No. He has to perform practical service in the mission. Take the mission on one's head. Take the responsibility and walk. Then Gita, Bhagavad, everything will go in the heart. With a thrust. So, experience is required. Somebody who has experienced the world, he becomes the head. Somebody has a lot of service in the moment. Okay, you become the head. But is that enough? Then I was sharing. The person next to us, the Babaji Maharaj, his ashram is there. He is also old. He also has knowledge of Shastras. He also has some experience. Will you select him as the GBC chairman of his concert books or society? No. Never! Not even an him inside the temple, you know. The next qualification, last qualification comes. Priya Krit Rama Krishnayo. Priya Krit Rama Krishnayo. Because he has great love for Rama and Krishna. So those people who have great love for the mission of Krishna, they are qualified to lead the society. Not just age, not just knowledge, not just desha kalartha experience, but they have love for Krishna now. More than anything else, they value the mission. So we see ISKCON is not different from Vrindavan. ISKCON also, we have missionaries all sitting with the blood boiling how to face this world. And Vrindavan also, same thing is happening. Any more verses, I will not share all things. This is a small sample how ISKCON and Vrindavan are not different. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Shri Pradesh Amrit ki,
Jai
Shri Rupa Goswami ki,
Jai.
So what is the lesson? Never leave ISKCON. That is the lesson of Nectar of Instruction. Every chapter he says, ISKCON, ISKCON, ISKCON. Yes, Prabhu.
When my Guru Maharaj initiated us, he says,
what are the four principles of Vidyoga? What you have to do? Chant 16 rounds. You say one more thing you have to do. Never leave his court.
Yes. Okay, few announcements. I'm sorry, I know we are late, we have to go down, but we will meet maybe next month.